The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Right back at it. But this time it's going to be SAP Center at San Jose. We're at Sharks Ice at San Jose, and there's a gaggle of people here looking to see the guys who didn't play yesterday and maybe to check out what the latest scoops might be for tonight's lineup for the San Jose Sharks and the Minnesota Wild. Drew, let's start with, what on earth happened last night?
Oh, my goodness. I was thinking the same thing this morning. I had a tough time tossing and turning yesterday when we got home. Thanks for you giving me a ride again. I don't know, Danny. It's just a game where, you know, we talked about the Vegas game early in the season. We talked about a couple others where the Sharks didn't look good. To me, that game was so disjointed and ugly on both teams. But the other team, at least, worked for chances. You could see their Utah's goal coming a mile away. Sharks had basically for 20 minutes from the second period to the third period, didn't have a shot on net. They couldn't make a play. So if I'm coaching this team, I don't even talk about that game last night. I'm not one to say I would just throw in the trash and forget it, but this one I would. This one I just toss it out. All I'd talk to them today about would be work ethic, work off the puck, stay together, stay connected so you can make a pass and you're not stretching trying to make a 80-foot pass every time, and the flip-outs. I would just try to remind them of what their identity is. Because going against Minnesota, this is a good team that nobody talks about. They're really good.
But they are injured. Yes. They've got some problems.
Yes, big injury.
And there's an opportunity. I mean, look who's on the injured list. Yeah. Jonas Brodin played 33 minutes the other night when Brock Faber went down. Now, Brock Faber's on the IR. He's out. Jonas Brodin's status is listed as day-to-day. I don't think he can play. And he's a guy they really – you play a guy 33 minutes, you really depend on him. He's been one of their shutdown guys for years. So those are the two of their top D out. Don't forget about their captain, Jared Spurgeon, who's had a lot of injuries. He once again got slew-footed, I think, a couple of games ago. He's out. Kirill Kaprizov, their top player, who always kills the Sharks, is out. And and Jakub Lauko is out.
Right.
Oh, and goal, right. Gustafson has been hurt.
Right.
Fleury was sick. And then the number one goalie, Wallstedt, in Iowa, is out with an injury.
Right.
So they're in a world of hurt right now. If they can't play Fleury, and I really kind of hope Fleury's well enough to play, because it would be his last game at SAP Center, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's coming back after this year. But you never know. But let's just say that that's going to happen. That's what makes this game a little extra special for hockey fans. But they're in a world of hurt if all those guys are out.
So here's a tremendous opportunity, right? Now, they're still really good. They've got Zuccarello. They've got Hartman. They've got
Middleton.
Middleton. Erickson Ek, who always seems to have great games against us. Well, he's such a consistent player. So this is still a game where you're not going to obviously get a break. But for the Sharks, this is an opportunity. When you don't have Kirill Kaprizov in the lineup, when you don't have Boldy in the lineup, when you don't have Faber in the lineup, you've got a terrific opportunity to get something going for your team. Sharks 1-2 to start the new year off. They've lost two. Let's not roll this to three. That's the big thing. If you're looking at this, I think for me, you can't get into those losing streaks anymore. You can't.
We have a lot of mysteries going on, too.
Yeah.
Yesterday's mystery was that Dylan Gunther was suddenly out indefinitely, even though he played pretty much the whole game against the Calgary Flames, and nothing looked like anything was wrong. But he's out. And now the mystery for us is, what on earth happened to Klim Kostin?
Yeah, and you and I talked about it in between the period, but neither of us really noticed. He looked fine walking out of the building last night when he got on and got on getting onto the plane. So I don't know, was it a groin injury or something like that he just couldn't go? And that was too bad because I thought that line had some potential with Goodrow and Dellandrea and Kostin if they were play as physical as they can. Like, you talk about Barkley Goodrow. Barkley Goodrow, you know what you're going to get. He's not the same Barkley Goodrow he was 400 games ago, but who is? But he at least knows that I have to do this in order to play. Delandre is a guy that hustles his rear end off and tries to play physical as well. Kleem would have been a great addition to that line, and they might have got some traction out of them, but when Kleem went out, all the lines were juggled.
They'll probably get juggled again today, but you know, we're looking at an optional practice. Good to see Nico Sturm skating around. Yeah. Also, Jake Walman on the ice. I got a funny feeling he might be activated in this game.
Yeah, because he came off. So what happens, as we all know, the guys stay out and they keep working on little extra things. Nico's still out there. Mark Edward Vlasic. Surprising to me that Mark Edward Vlasic's not in. But anyway, so Mark Edward Vlasic and Nico are still out there working on individual skills. Walman came off earlier, so that I think you're right. I think your hunch is going to be that Jake will be back in the lineup.
Meanwhile, learning experiences again for Shakir Mukhamudulin. By the way, last night was funny. I did the math wrong. You know, I looked at his birthday and I said, "Oh, he's 22 years old today."
Yeah.
But wait a minute, it's 2025, not 2024. I did another thing last night that's making me feel old. I said that Ian Cole was a Boston College product. He went to Notre Dame. You know what got me? He's a defenseman. He's a left shot. He's a veteran. Remember Ian Moran? Ian Moran went to Boston College. So wrong Ian, wrong Catholic University. My goodness. But for today's game, these things happen all the time during the year.
This is also, folks, Danny's the name guy. Like, if we see somebody on the road, I'm not the name guy. Danny is. So if I look and I go, "Danny, who is that?" He knows right away. Yesterday, Danny asked me who a guy was, and I went, "Don't ask me, you're the name guy."
Speaking of names, you know who I saw at the game in Utah, came up to the booth, we talked for a while, took a picture? See if you remember his name. Jim Jozell.
No way. You're kidding.
No, he was there.
My goodness.
Jim Jozell, for fans that are listening, you don't know who he is. He actually used to sell advertising for the Sharks, suites, sponsorships. And he was there in the early years from the first year at SAP Center, actually at the Cow Palace, and transferred over. And so speaking of names, we sat there for 15, 20 minutes just before I went on the air, and all I did was say a couple of names, and he looked and he said, "Oh, my God, I haven't heard that name in 35 years." And I'm sure you know all of the names we talked about.
Yeah, without a doubt, a ton of them. It's funny, though, yesterday, again, the second game in Utah, how many Sharks fans, how many Sharks jerseys, how many Sharks transplants, how many transplants from the Bay Area were in Utah?
You know what? I put a tweet out about that, and I just took a picture of the fans, and I said, "Hey, a lot of Sharks fans here in Utah to see the game." And it got like 30,000 reviews. I couldn't believe it.
Amazing. There was a guy who came up to me last night. He had a 91 original Sharks jersey. He said 91 was the number, original Sharks jersey. His name was Howard, season ticket holder, flies back and forth to games from Salt Lake to San Jose.
You know why it makes sense? Just outside of Salt Lake, there's a town called Lehi, L-E-H-I. Yeah. There are a lot of high-tech firms that have relocated there for a couple of reasons.
Okay.
One, cost of living is a little bit more affordable. And B, the population in Salt Lake City around that area is very family-oriented, and so the workers there are extraordinarily reliable. That's one of the things that, waving at Mark Edward Vlasic there, waving at us from the rink. That really makes it interesting because I think the Sharks have more fans, and they've told us there are more Sharks fans among the visitors in Utah than most other teams.
Yeah, it was great. It was, unfortunately, the Sharks sent him home disappointed.
Yeah, that's too bad. You know what? Let's be honest. The only guy who really, really deserved the win was Georgiev in goal. I thought he played really well again. Unfortunately, if you look at the whole body of work, the Sharks probably didn't deserve to win the game.
No, yeah. As my favorite saying in movies, deserves got nothing to do with it, but last night the better team won.
And they didn't really deserve to win
exactly.
Either.
They didn't play very well either, but at least If you're in a situation like that where the game's not going smooth and nothing's going clean and you're not executing, then embrace the grind. Find out, make an adjustment. Guys, as soon as we get the puck in the neutral zone, it's going deep. Embrace the grind.
You just gave me a topic to talk to the coach about and on the Coach's Chalkboard Show. That'll be a little bit later today. Listen to some of these names that'll play for Minnesota with all the injuries. Jake Middleton and Zach Bogosian will be their top D pair, assuming that that's that way. David Juracek, pay attention to him. He was a first-round pick at Columbus. He's kind of fallen down in stock, We'll see if he plays. And also, their top line looks like it's going to be, I think it's going to be Joel Eriksson-Ek, Ryan Hartman, and Marcus Johansson. Those guys give the Sharks trouble. And Matt Boldy and Marco Rossi with Zuccarello. Those are a very interesting top six. We're on the air at 6:30 today for a 7 o'clock face-off. Scott Hannon will be with me on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.